This is KERA News. Texas has not seen community spread of coronavirus yet, but local leaders are preparing for that possibility. Many Texas labs are now able to test for COVID-19. As KERA's Saida Hassan reports, North Texas health officials say they're ready to respond to a potential outbreak.
A key part of preparedness efforts, increasing the capacity for testing. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Thursday that 6 of the state's 10 public health labs can now test for the disease caused by coronavirus.
The remaining will be online by the end of this month. Once the other public health labs in the state complete the testing validation process and begin testing, the state public health lab network will be able to process more than 125 COVID-19 tests per day.
With limited capacity, Dr. John Hellerstead says test kits are a precious resource. The commissioner of the Texas Department of State Health Services says doctors can determine whether patients need to be tested.
If the physician then in their judgment says, I really do want to proceed with seeing whether or not testing is appropriate for this person, we would ask them to contact their health department and we can have a conversation about it.
This week, Dallas and Tarrant counties announced they have the capability to test locally for COVID-19. Until now, local jurisdictions were sending off samples to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for testing. Getting results back that way took several days. Now, results could come back as quickly as the same day. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins is confident county leaders are prepared to respond to the possible spread of coronavirus. Jenkins points to the county's handling of the Ebola outbreak in 2014.
Many of the major players are the same. And so drilling together every year, having been through this, some of the players went through West Nile virus with us in 2012 as well. And so that gives you that confidence in each other.
Most reported cases of the coronavirus have been in China. The respiratory illness spreads from person to person. Symptoms can include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. For most people, the disease is not deadly. The outbreak is evolving rapidly. On Wednesday, state health officials confirmed Texas's first positive case of coronavirus outside of quarantine. The patient in Fort Bend County recently returned from traveling abroad. State leaders are now working to identify and monitor people who may have come into close contact with the man. But they maintain that the immediate risk to most Texans is low. Dr. Philip Wong is the director of Dallas County Health and Human Services. He says his department is preparing for any level of response that may be needed. Wong says emergency funding from the federal government would bolster those efforts.
Building our and supporting our laboratory capacity is one of the things. But, all of the other epidemiologic support, it's going to take a lot of manpower for the realities of whatever scenario may play out.
There's currently no vaccine for the coronavirus. Wong says local employers and school districts should plan for ways to accommodate what's known as social distancing if needed. That means avoiding places where people are in close contact.
You know, in schools, first you might make the class sizes smaller, put more space between the people, the telecommuting and teleworking for work sites. Those are all non-pharmaceutical sort of interventions that can be made. Then you start getting to closing public gatherings and not having those efforts.
Dallas County isn't taking those steps at this point, but Wong says having plans in place will minimize disruption in case of an outbreak. To reduce the risk of coronavirus infection, Wong encourages exercising the same kinds of precautions used to prevent the flu. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Disinfect commonly used surfaces. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough. And perhaps most importantly, stay home if you're sick. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.